Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Back in March, Alibaba announced plans to split its company into six different business units with an aim of pursuing independent IPOs. Now, we're seeing a further leadership shakeup within the company. Current CEO and Group Chairman Daniel Zhang will step down from those roles. He will remain with the company as CEO and Chairman of Alibaba Cloud Intelligence Group, a position he took on back in December. Taobao and Tmall Chairman Eddie Yongming Wu will be Alibaba's new CEO as of September 10th. The European Parliament voted to approve new guidelines mandating the use of removable portable batteries for consumer electronics. These batteries must be removable using commercially available tools or with specialized tools if provided free by a company. The rules also set new labeling and waste collection targets for electric vehicle batteries. The rules still need to be formally endorsed by member states and published in the EU official journal, not coming into effect until 2027 at the earliest. Bloomberg sources say Spotify plans to launch a new, more expensive subscription tier dubbed Supremium internally. This would reportedly include high-fidelity audio and expanded access to audiobooks. This tier would initially launch in non-US markets before coming to the US in October. Spotify announced it began working on a hi-fi audio tier back in 2021. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new feature in WhatsApp that will let users automatically silence calls from unknown numbers. This feature is particularly relevant in WhatsApp's largest market, India, which has seen a deluge of spam calls in recent months. The app also added a new privacy checkup feature to review privacy controls available to users. Intel reached a deal with the German government for funding on a new chip fab in Magdeburg, Germany. This will see Intel investing over 30 billion euros in development, with the German government upping its subsidy 47% to 10 billion euros. Once the subsidy is approved by the European Commission, Intel expects the facility to begin production in 4 to 5 years. Vimeo announced new OpenAI-powered tools coming to subscribers on July 17th. This includes a script generator based on a brief video description, tone, and length. It also adds a teleprompter feature and a text-based video editor to automatically remove things like filler words and long pauses. Apple expanded its self-service repair program to cover the iPhone 14 series and M2-based laptops. The company also announced users can complete a post-repair systems configuration process themselves, which verifies a device is working properly. Previously, users needed to contact support to complete this step. Sennheiser announced its first over-the-counter hearing aids, the $1,400 All-Day Clear and $1,500 All-Day Clear Slim. Both last 16 hours on a charge, come with an additional charging case, users can customize hearing enhancement in an app, and they can also be used as regular wireless earbuds for media playback. And finally, Nintendo announced it will stream a Nintendo Direct event on June 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern. The company promised the event will offer roughly 40 minutes of information, focused mainly on Nintendo Switch titles launching this year, including Pikmin 4. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.